Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The week kicks off with a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the southwestern parts of Mpumalanga and extreme eastern Free State. Scattered showers and thundershowers can also be expected over Gauteng, as well as parts of Limpopo in the northwest. Morning drizzle and fog patches along the escarpment. Pretoria up to 24, Joburg and Emalahleni 22, Mbombela 27, Polokwane and Rustenburg a high of 26 degrees.
Pamela Vos, thank you very much for your message. She says a small accident involving a police vehicle in the N12 West just after the Edenville on-ramp.
Residents of Pumlamqashi area in Lenasia want to shut down major routes in the south of Joburg this morning as part of their protest against water shortages. They live with ongoing water issues since Johannesburg Water disconnected illegal connections in the informal settlement last year. And European leaders have agreed on a plan to help end the war in Ukraine. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says they've thrashed out a four-point plan to defend a deal in Kiev and guarantee peace. The leaders held an emergency summit in London yesterday following that explosive exchange between Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and US President Donald Trump at the White House on Friday. And with that, looking at our Business Minute. Government has allocated a 500 million rand fund to assist some spaza shops and township convenience stores. Small Business Development Minister Selanda Benny-Abrahams said yesterday the first of the financial assistance will be paid out later this month to shops that were successfully registered by Friday's deadline. The fund aims to, amongst others, help boost market competitiveness for spaza shops and food handling outlets to compete with bigger retailers. And Asian markets climbed this morning on hopes that China will announce a huge stimulus package that will help offset US President Donald Trump's looming tariffs against Chinese goods. And Bitcoin slipped 1.3% on Asian markets after a 6% surge on the back of Donald Trump's announcement that he was considering adding 5 digital assets to the US strategic reserves. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 65, a euro 19 rand 43, a pound 23 rand 28 cents. Gold at $2,865.05 per fine ounce, oil at $73.18 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija de Souza, more news at 7.
Well, the Champions Trophy continues. India beat New Zealand by 44 runs at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium to top Group A yesterday. India will now face Australia in the first semi-final in Dubai, and that will be tomorrow. New Zealand and South Africa, they had to travel to Dubai in case they ended up being India's last 4 opponents. So they now fly back to Pakistan for their semi-final on Wednesday. Jake White says the Vodacom Bulls' inability to score to win the ball in the air proved costly in that 19-16 defeat to the Stormers at Loftus on Saturday. Both teams managed to score a converted try in pretty horrendous conditions. 4 penalties from fly half Yuri Matia, giving the Stormers an 8th win against their arch rivals in 10 URC matches.
Start off, our lineup was a bit shoddy, and then we never won any aerial contest the whole game. You know, every time there was an up and under, both sides, we probably were less efficient than the Stormers.
It doesn't get closer than that. Bulls supporters, though, still have reason to be optimistic, with 2-time World Cup winner Andre Pollard heading back to Loftus. The Bulls confirmed on Saturday that the 30-year-old had signed a 2-year deal, which starts on the 1st of July. Just one result from the Betway Premiership yesterday. AmaZulu with back-to-back wins as they beat Cape Town City 2-0. Manchester United's dismal season hit a new low as they crashed out of the FA Cup after a 4-3 penalty shootout defeat to Fulham in the 5th round last night. And Brighton also threw to the quarters after a dramatic 2-1 win against Newcastle in a stormy clash, scarred by red cards for both teams. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacka FM plays more.